You are listening to The Pathway, a podcast about career and technical opportunities produced by the Southern Indiana Career and Technical Center. I'm your host, Jill Starr. Today's episode is Season 1, Episode 4, From Farm to Classroom.
My name is Holly Schillinger, and I am the veterinary science instructor.
So can you tell me a little bit about the veterinary science program here at the Southern Indiana Career and Technical Center?
Veterinary science is a science class. It is under the agriculture umbrella, as when you talk about how which classes it would be under. And that's why we are here at the Career and Tech Center. We cover all aspects of veterinary science, animal science, livestock, companion animals. We do a lot of anatomy and physiology. If being a veterinarian is something that you're interested in, this class is going to let you know if it's something you can actually do. We talk about careers because we're here at the Career and Tech Center, and so we give everybody opportunities to do that and talk about some of the careers that maybe you don't think about besides being just a veterinarian. And so I do dissections. We do clinical skills. I also cover nutrition, reproduction, and nutrition and reproduction.
So I know lots of children, when they're younger, they say, oh, I want to be a veterinarian when I grow up. When they come here to the Career and Tech Center, what's kind of that difference? A lot of people think, oh, if I want to be a vet, I just love on animals. But it's much more complicated than that.
A lot of individuals, adults, even school guidance counselors and teachers just see that the only career path for when you love animals is to be a doctor of veterinary medicine. And it is a doctor of veterinary medicine. It's competitive. It is going to take you at least 8 years to get this degree. And it's very intense. It takes a lot of confidence, and it takes a lot of intelligence, and it takes a lot of hard work to get there and be there. And so one of the main things that I really try to do when I have students come out here and join my program is I talk about all their different career choices so that they can still love on animals and still help animals, but maybe not have to go have the debt that it would take to be a doctor of veterinary medicine, or the time, the stress that's involved, because being any kind of a doctor is going to be, getting there is going to be stressful.
Yes.
And so I really spend some quality time talking about options such as being a veterinary technician, being a vet nurse, vet assisting. There's animal training. You could work with nutrition and livestock opportunities. Some people just think, oh, I like dogs and cats. And they think I'm not a farmer or I'm not in agriculture, so I couldn't go work in agriculture. And that's not true. You could very easily go work on a commercial poultry farm, which would be chickens and turkeys, or a commercial hog farm. You just have to get a little bit more experience to get there.
That's so interesting. I feel like every time I come into your class or I just talk to you, I learn something new about veterinary science that I didn't know before. So if a student has just an initial interest, what are some of the things that you're looking for when they apply to your program?
The main thing that I look for is good attendance and a willing to work, and one slight indicator, but not an end-all be-all for them being successful in my class, is their biology grades. But again, that's not just because you got a C in biology. There's too many factors that go into that, so you're not going to be denied getting into the program just because of that. That's just something that I consider as a success in that class. Most of the time, students do better in any of the programs out here, but especially in my class. Even when I teach them chemistry labs or biology concepts, things that they learned in those traditional classes, just because I teach it differently and it's much more hands-on and I focus just on the animals.
I love it because you mentioned the hands-on aspect, and I think that that's what makes your class so unique from maybe other science courses. And you mentioned things like dissections. What are some of your favorite hands-on activities that you've done in the program with students?
I like a lot of them. Like, I don't know that I could pick an individual. I will say that in my first year class, we do what I would call gross anatomy, in that we dissect a fetal pig. And that animal is very similar to many other mammals. And so that's why we choose a fetal pig. It's easy to get a hold of. I spend 3 full class days and possibly part of a 4th. And we look at every organ. We dissect every organ. We talked about the function, and they can see it all in real life. And that's one of the days that I really get to work individually with individual student. And I really, really enjoy that. And then there's so many of them that realize right then that this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Or there's no way I can look at the inside of an animal ever again. Sweet. And so I really, really enjoy that one. But I also try to do different hands-on things that are not just dissections. I try to do just full chemistry labs. When we talk about nutrition and the nutrients that are in there, there's tests that you can do to test for proteins and sugars and starches. And we do those. So they're seeing real hands-on lab applications, because that happens in a nutrition lab and people get paid to do those tests. And so I like that aspect as well.
I love it how your course kind of combines all these different areas of science, you know, chemistry, yep, biology, just a little bit of everything in between.
Yep.
And you've got the terminology, but you've also got the hands-on side,
yes,
of it too.
Yeah. There's lots of different words. We have to learn a whole different language of the medical terminology and even the animals. A lot of students come in, and when you're talking about the terminology, they have no idea that there's a specific name for a female pig or a female cow or even a female cat. And so we have to go back to basics and learn those things, because those terms are used every day in a vet office, in a vet hospital, and in a vet setting.
I had no idea either. Okay, so what is the technical name for a female cat?
A female cat?
Yeah.
She is a queen.
Oh, a queen.
She is a queen, yes.
Oh, okay, I'm going to have to take that one home. I didn't know that. See,
yes,
we're learning new things all the time here.
Yes.
With our facility, one of the interesting things is our instructors come from industry, and I think you're one of the most unique instructors here because you've got not only a mixture of understanding the industry, but also teaching background. So I was hoping you could kind of share a little bit about what got you here, because I think you're the perfect mold of everything for a teacher.
That's funny. I'm going to go all the way back to high school, in that I was one of those students that I thought I had a plan, because we're still to this day making our students decide what they want,
yes,
to do when they're 17 years old. And I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was 17 years old. And so I went with the thoughts of going to medical school. And so I majored in chemistry because that was what I really liked. Then I changed my mind and I went into animal science because I really liked that, because I got more experience with a hog farm. I really, really enjoyed my animal science classes at Purdue, and I graduated. But then when it looked like I had to move away from home, I wasn't ready to do that. And the teaching position came up. And so I taught science, chemistry, and integrated chemistry and physics for a very long time. But my husband's family and I, we've raised livestock. And so the whole time I've been teaching, I've also had that business, that industry experience with raising show pigs. And so that's how I kind of came into this position, is because I have an animal science degree, but then I also taught forever. And I've got the industry experience with just the show pigs, which I can apply to other livestock. And so that's how I come out here. And I don't know that, if I'm going to be 100% honest, I don't know that I would have been able to be the teacher that I am now in this position if I would have started this position when I first came out of school. But with combining all of this all at once, this is my absolute favorite position. I feel like I am in the place that I'm meant to be, and I love working here and teaching the classes that I'm teaching.
It's just so cool, and I think our students really respond to that. They know that whatever we're teaching, we've really been involved in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. I think this place, and every instructor out here, has some experience that they can give to these students. And these students that end up taking classes out here, and most CTE classes themselves, they need that hands-on, that real life, how am I ever going to use this situation? And I think we can all show them that this is how we use that. And all of us, and me, just like what I talked about earlier, test for the nutrients. That would be something that a nutritionist in a lab would do every day. Advising a veterinarian or a vet tech or a vet nurse, probably going to give some advice on some dog food or some cat food when you've got your cat is getting old and you need something to help make them gain weight still, so you get a little more time with them. Livestock, large animal vets, they're constantly going to advise on feed, so that's all an option. Reproduction, if you don't have the ability to produce more pigs or cows or whatever, when you're a livestock producer, it won't work. Well, I don't know all that, and the veterinarian or that vet tech should be able to help you do those things. And so I can relate that, and it really makes it click home that we're not just memorizing the anatomy or the physiology or that, we're showing how that applies to what they would do in the future.
So here at the Southern Indiana Career and Technical Center. Our class time, we have about 2.5 hours each day with our students, Monday through Friday, which is much longer than a standard class period, which I think was 40 or 45 minutes. Like it always kind of shifts a little bit. How do you think that enhances the learning environment out here, having that large period of time?
It gives us more options. The class size, because that class size is smaller in that because we only have so many sections, it gives us so many more options on how we can use that 2.5 hours. I remember when I taught on a traditional schedule, sometimes labs would take multiple days because I only had 45 minutes. Whereas now I can start the lab, we can do the lab, we can have the discussion and then apply it to something else in that 2.5 hours. So they've got all kinds of different things happening. We get a lot more flexibility with, if I want to start 30 minutes, we're going to introduce this, practice it, and then go from there. It just gives them so many more ways that they can learn, things that we can learn. I can bring in speakers and they can speak for as long as they want to speak. Introduce those college programs that are out there, give them different career opportunities, and it's really amazing. I will say it was an adjustment. It was an adjustment to, you're used to 50-minute classes and you're like, wait, I didn't. You've got 2.5 hours. You know, once you get used to it, it's just, even if it feels like, it's like some days, if it feels like a long day, that you can just change things up. It just works.
And then kind of on that scope too, we were actually just talking about this offline, is that one of the best parts about our job is kind of the idea of this mentor-mentee relationship. We get to know our students, and it's probably because we're with them for such a long period every day. How do you think that enhances the class as well, having those, you know, relationships between adult student?
Oh, it makes all the difference in the world, because they realize that I'm not their friend, but I am their advocate, and I am here to help them succeed. I want them to succeed. They can come and they can ask me about colleges and what is this program, and this really interested me, and I've got time because of that 2.5 hour period. I can go look up that information and we can have those conversations, whereas I think sometimes that would get passed on in a traditional high school, and not for any fault of the teachers, but just because of time constraints. Mm-hmm. When I was at a traditional high school, I had 140 students a day. I think I have 50 now. A little less than 50 because people have started on internships. And so it just makes this huge difference. I feel like I said, we're not friends, but we have mutual respect for one another. And I feel like they work harder.
Yeah, because we treat our classrooms like a work environment. And so yes. We kind of set that up where it's reciprocal. We're giving feedback, but then they're giving us ideas and they're getting feedback as well. And I think it's this back and forth that's really unique.
It is very unique. And something that I will never sit here and tell you that I know a lot about our horses, and I don't get a lot of students that have experiences with animals that would not be companion animals. So with horses, cattle, goats, and that. So when I do get those people in my classes, I love when I can relate things to pigs, and then I say, hey, how's this relate to horses? And most of the time they are glad to come up and teach. And I love that I have the opportunity because I learn from them and then they can share their knowledge with their peers. And I think that's a huge thing too.
I love that whenever we can all share knowledge, because we are as teachers, I mean, we should constantly be learning as well. And
yes.
I think that's the best environment that we could ever set up.
It helps encourage communication. I think in this day and age, I've seen this in my classrooms, so many students can't communicate anymore. I know your class is different because your students want to communicate.
They still struggle though.
Maybe communicate appropriately. But I have students who they have severe anxiety with speaking out loud. But if I can get them talking about their pets,
yeah,
or I can get them talking about this is what they want to get. Or I had a young woman who her family, they raised reptiles. And so she would give me all kinds of information in class about the reptile business. I had no idea. And it was fascinating until I got her speaking about that. She wouldn't hardly answer a question in class. But boy, you get her talking about what she's passionate about.
That's the best.
And I love that. I love that when you ask them and they just share all the things. I love that.
Now, do you get to bring animals into your class occasionally?
Yes, we do. It makes it very fun, especially when we get to bring in the cute puppies. This is my fifth year here, and so because of COVID and some other just logistics of bringing in animals, this will be the first year that we get to bring them in on a regular basis. And so starting at the end of this week or next week, my students will be able to bring in their pets if they filled out a proper paperwork, and then we'll be able to use them in class, not to do anything scary, but just learn more about the individual pet and to do like a physical exam. We're going to be able to weigh them, listen to their hearts and their lungs and that kind of thing.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So far this year, I've had lab puppies and a dog that we kind of babysat. His name was Otis, and he was the sweetest thing ever. He just hung out with us in class, which was super fun.
Oh, and your class is always the most popular when, you know, word gets around that there's a puppy in here, that everybody always asks, can we go down to veterinary science?
Yes, I have lots of visitors on the day that I have puppies or kittens or any other animal that happens to be in here.
Well, and every time we have someone in here to talk about their program, we're also passionate. And it's not fake. I mean, it's a genuine passion that we have for what we teach and who we teach. But what would you say is the best part about your job if you could only pick one thing?
The students and the relationships that I get to make with them, and building that trust and that working relationship, and that just like what we talked about, where I get to learn from them and they know that I've got their back. And I'm here to help them succeed.
You know, to kind of wrap this up, you know, career and technical education is something that we're really trying to educate people on, because there's a lot of misconceptions or people don't really know exactly what it is. Why do you think that this type of learning environment is important for students, or as an option for them?
I think it's incredibly important because students and human beings in general learn in a bunch of different ways, whether it's a classified way with all the education experts or not. Some people just don't learn in a traditional sit down, take notes kind of classroom. CTE gives them so many more options. The same is true as every human being does not need to go to college. Number one, it wouldn't be what works for them. It wouldn't work for their personality. It doesn't work for their pocketbook. And by keeping CTE, that allows them to pursue different careers and learn differently so that they are a successful person in society, which I think is the goal for education across the board. I mean, that's what I want, is I want my students to be able to go out and let them choose what makes them successful. I don't care if my idea of what makes me successful is different than what makes you successful. And that's what makes us humans. And I think that's super duper important. And I think CTE allows those students to reach their level of success, whereas the students that come to us may not be what society would consider successful in their traditional classrooms.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This was so exciting to learn more about the veterinary science program. And again, if you just want to give your name and your title again, so that those students who are interested, we want them to apply to your program.
My name is Holly Schillinger, and I am the veterinary science instructor at the Southern Indiana Career and Technical Center.
And once we post this podcast, we will also have information in the program notes that will link you directly to the veterinary science program, how you can apply, and just additional information. And if you have a question, and then you can always get in contact with our instructors as well. So thank you so much for joining us for The Pathway.